Well, you know, this is really such an unprecedented time that we're living in. I mean, like 100 years ago, there was a Spanish flu and everything that tore through the world. And so here we are 100 years later dealing with something similar. And as a whole society, a whole world, we're really not sure what to do with this virus because this has never happened. You know, this particular virus has never happened before. We're still trying to figure it out. We don't even have vaccines or medicines or anything like that in place to help combat it. We're just doing the best they can under the circumstances, you know? Mm-hmm. So opening churches when case numbers are down, like the news that we just got of churches here in Ontario being able to open at 30% capacity starting Friday, it's a good thing because I know I've been watching church online, but I've missed the face-to-face interactions with people.
Because you know, you're an extrovert.
I know. Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, it's just like, how can you encourage each other, build each other up in the faith when you never see each other? Yeah. Like, sure, you can send each other messages, but it's different when you're side by side, you know, serving together in the church.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we get back together in churches, we have to do our part to make sure that we're being safe and how we worship so as not to spread that risk or the virus and just, we want to get back to normal.
Yeah.
We have to be responsible, but at the same time, don't live in fear because this too shall pass. Time will tell what the future holds. We don't know what is going to happen with it. Only God does.
Yeah.
We just need to entrust it to his care, his plans, pray about it, and just do our part to make sure that we're not contributing to the problem.
Yeah, that's definitely true. You know, take precautions, so on and so forth. I think a lot of people need wisdom because yesterday, I don't know if you knew this, but David Mann, he opened up the lines. They were kind of talking about it, having different pastors on, like, hey, what are you going to do? Like, what's your take on this? Are you going to open up? And I had some people call me later on tonight, and they're like, you know what? It's pretty scary. Like, I wouldn't trust going back so soon. So I think, once again, it just comes back to we really do need God's wisdom, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm one of the deacons at our church. And, you know, we've had this questionnaire go out to the congregation about, well, what would opening up look like to you?
Yeah.
And there are some interesting responses. Everything that you mentioned about, well, I'm not sure if I'm ready to go back yet. I'm not sure if I'm ready to entrust my kids to, you know, Sunday school yet. True, I'm not sure if I'm ready to do this and that. So there's still a lot of unknowns out there. Mm-hmm. All the way up to, hey, let's go.
you know what Steve Bradley said today?
What?
He said, you know what? And then are the washrooms going to be closed? He's like, I know, maybe we can sell season's passes to the washrooms or whatever, you know?
Oh, boy.
It's like, what a guy. What a guy.
Money making in the church. Oh, boy.
Oh, hey. Well, let's take it easy here, okay? Anyway. Yeah, don't get me in trouble, Pastor Andrew. You know, I have those quick responses sometimes. Okay.
I know.
Well, there we go. Shall we just move on in the night?